Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm Melissa Radwick, and I found out through your other person that in November, somebody ordered, which wasn't me because I just moved into this house, a spy cam from some survey that I was supposedly done, and I don't even know what a spy cam is. And then just recently, an SD card came. It was put on my card on 3-4 for $12.99. I'm going, first of all, I had to ask my husband this weekend, what is this? And he said, this is a SD card. And I'm going, for what? And it's this tiny little thing. So I'm not so much worried about the money as somebody has did this. And I know it wasn't me because I just moved into this house. I don't care about a spy cam. I moved away from California to get away from worrying about that stuff. So I want to be here where it's sane. So I want to know if you can investigate how it happened, where it happened, who did this. Because I told her, I said, I don't want my information out there and for somebody else to do something else. So she said it was due to a survey. And I said, well, that's one thing. But then to order a card for $12.99 for a plus is not something I would do because I don't even know what they are. So that's what I'm saying to you. So if I want to be taken off, but I also want it investigated. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. And just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address for me?
Yep. My name is Melissa Radwick. It's 1830 Royal Oak Circle, Prescott, Arizona, 86305.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered our spy cam back in November 12th.
Well, that's what she said. I didn't order a spy cam. What she said I must have done is taken a survey and got it. But I'm going, at that point in my life, at the beginning of November, there's no way I would have even taken the time to do a survey. So, because we just moved in here. So I don't know what happened. And she said, that's why you go to the fraud. I said, okay, send me there.
Okay,
because I didn't even receive it.
Excuse me.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, and it does show that that was delivered on November 20th.
Yeah, sure it was, but I didn't get it.
Okay, could you verify the email address for me, please?
Yep, MJ Rad. This is mine, mjradwick@hotmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, so all the information,
crazy.
All the information does match back to you. Now, I just want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. We will also be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address so they can verify the location where the order took place. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then you could be penalized, like having to pay a fee.
For me?
Yes, ma'am, if it comes back as a false case of fraud.
A false case of fraud. Okay. All I can say is this. I didn't need a spy cam, never thought of a spy cam, period, let alone know what an SD card is in addition to it. That's what I'm saying to you. But it doesn't make any sense to me that if somebody did use my card to do this, why would they send the product to me? That doesn't make sense either. And I know I'm not crazy. You know, I have 3 degrees. I'm not crazy, but I don't want it to happen again is my concern. And she said it was all based on a survey I took. But then from that survey, they would have asked me what I wanted, apparently, and then asked me if I want a card to go with it. That much I know. No way. Because I had to ask my husband this weekend, what is this? I said, I don't even know where it came from. So I didn't even know what an SD card was. So had I ordered something, I would have known what I was ordering. Do you understand? I guess you don't, you know, computers and that kind of stuff are not my thing. You know, I can tell you all about how to be your healthiest, but to understand SD cards and spy cameras and computers, I have to get help with that stuff if things go wrong. So there's no way I would have ordered it. Does that make sense to you? I mean, I don't want anybody blaming me either. So
would you like to move forward with a fraud investigation, ma'am?
Can you just take me off the site? That way I don't have to worry about it anymore. Just keep your money and take me off the site. So I don't get anything more. I don't know how it happened. I know where I was at that point in my life. I have no way I wanted a spy cam nor an SD card. So if you can just pull me off, I don't want anybody to come back and become and more of an issue.
Yes, ma'am. So the account is canceled and this prevents all future charges. And as a courtesy, what I will go ahead and do is issue you a 35% refund on that $49.95 charge. You should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
But it wasn't $49. I only got charged, according to her, I got
$12.99. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to fraud anybody, especially myself.
Okay, so I can issue you a 35% refund on that charge, and you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
You are a blessing. Thank you for understanding. I just don't want this to happen again. And you can know from a person who's been working the last 6 years on how to get truth and our freedom back, that lying is my thing. So it almost makes me sad that I will do that. I don't want it. Throw it away.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're breaking up really bad.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Ma'am? Customer, are you there? Customer, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you. Customer support? Releasing a line due to no response.